How has the pandemic affected your teaching?
I'd say the biggest thing is that I'm not teaching this semester for the first time in more than 10 years. My class was under-enrolled, as I think a lot of classes, not just in the journalism program at University at Albany and at lots of colleges around the country. Fewer students are signing up, so I'm not teaching this semester, regrettably.
Have you had any classes canceled before, either for low enrollment or any other reason?
It only happened one semester 11 or 12 years ago and was also an under-enrollment. I think there were maybe three sections of the same class and didn't have quite enough to fill all three. It's not something I expected to happen.
Specifically for this semester, were you surprised that your class was canceled?
I wasn't really surprised. I was more disappointed because the reason I wasn't surprised was I knew enrollment was down. I could see how many students were signed up, so I knew the number was low, so I knew I was in danger of being canceled. And then it happened.
Since you were teaching online last semester, how is that any different?
Last semester was the first time I taught a whole class online, and it was done asynchronously. The only other time that I did it was the half a semester before when we shut down the campus because of the pandemic in mid-March. So I was kind of winging it for the rest of that semester. And I also completed that semester asynchronously. That was a whole new way of teaching for me. I took classes through ITLAL, a program at UAlbany where they offer teacher training programs. So I took some teacher training programs on how to design classes for online use, which would be different than if you're in person, every time, and how to use some of the tools that I hadn't used before, like Zoom. So there were new classes for me to take to be able to present to students. And then last semester, it was important for me to figure out how to interact with students and how to make them feel like they're in a class where they might have a chance to critique and talk with and look at their colleagues' work. But also, I set things up so that I could have one-on-one conversations with students, even more than I sometimes did in the regular way of doing things in person. So that was definitely different. This coming semester, I was changing to synchronous classes, and a lot of teachers I noticed in journalism who had a lot, but not all, who were doing asynchronous last semester were switching to synchronous this coming semester. So we'll see how it goes for them.
Do you think your meeting with individual students helped them from your side?
I think that meeting with individual students helped us both. So I would get to know a student much better than only handing things in or seeing them in a group in a Zoom chat. So that was good for me, and I believe it was also good for them. I received two or three notes from students and also in the critiques that they do anonymously, saying that they appreciated the opportunity to work one-on-one with me and that it made a difference. So I was happy to hear that. It was a big investment in time. But students felt it was worth it enough to send me a note about it.
Was there any feedback that you received from students that you find very beneficial for upcoming semesters?
One thing is the organization of the classes. Something I probably could have done sooner if I was smarter was to set up the semester assignments in modules based on weeks and with assignments within each module. And it was a better form of organization than I had used in the past. And I honestly didn't really appreciate until this past semester how inadvertently cumbersome my assignments used to be. I'd have a folder called homework and a folder called lessons. And it was difficult for students to slog through it. So one thing I heard back positively was that they could follow along better, that things were more organized for them to know when assignments were due, what the assignments were. So that's one thing that was helpful in the feedback.
Were there any negative feedbacks that made you think that you need more of a change?
Not so much. I think that most of the feedback was positive, and I think that some students felt that they had, let's say, I think there were a couple of students that said they had a lot of work to do and that it was a very demanding class. And then one person was really kind of sore or upset, saying it was a lot of work that I didn't take into account the difficulty of doing work remotely and all that, and they might be working or have family issues. That comment came from the heart, but it surprised me because I was very sympathetic and lenient about granting extensions. I had one student who got an extension just about every assignment through the whole semester. If people are working or have family issues or health issues, physical, mental, relatives, jobs, other classes, I want to help everybody succeed. So that kind of surprised me that someone didn't get the message that if you have trouble making a deadline or you're having trouble with a class, just talk to me. That could have been one of the students who also didn't participate in those one-on-one sessions, because that's when I also would try to find out, how's it going? How's your workload? What else is going on? Is there anything I can do to help? Another positive feedback that I got was that students liked seeing each other's work. So I used Blackboard discussion board program so that students could see what everybody else was doing. And I tried to give a lot of specific and generic feedback on the writing, and that seemed to be appreciated too.
As a teacher, what's your biggest thing that you're going to take out of teaching during the pandemic?
I think that universities and individual teachers need to really be thinking about what their goal is, what their purpose is, and how they can best help students who are there to learn. And students also need to be, while we're trying to get through the pandemic, they need to be motivated, self-motivated, to be able to learn. I think that missing the on-campus experience of being is a negative for the students, for all the things that you could participate in and the camaraderie and programs you could be doing. I still don't think it's quite the same as talking in person and with the students. I think schools need to think about, how are they going to teach in the future? Some students might say, oh, this online works well for me and this is how I want us to do it. And then I think that the schools need to do a better job making sure their teachers are trained to teach effectively online. It is a different type of approach, a different type of design for the classes. So they really need to, I guess, to give students their money's worth in an online environment, you need to really think about what you're doing, how you're delivering it, how you're teaching. I think there's a lot of room for improvement.
What's the biggest thing that you think that the university themselves could improve?
For teaching during the
pandemic? For helping both professors and students.
I think that as an adjunct, for the first several years of being an adjunct, I was also working a full-time job. So I wasn't able to avail myself of a lot of the teacher training programs that were available even then. And then even afterwards, it's an add-on for what you're doing. You're not getting paid more to take those classes and to learn how to use Blackboard better, or to learn how to design a class, or how to make a class accessible for students with disabilities. So things like that, I did, you do it on your own time because you want to be a better teacher. So the problem is that this university is in a position, I don't think, to force teachers, adjuncts, they rely very heavily on adjuncts to do this, that sort of thing, the training. And I don't know what they expect of their full-time faculty to learn about class design and how to teach and how to go online. So I think that the biggest thing that they could be doing would be looking at, how are we delivering our classes and what do we need to do for improving how we do it? Given those, can you force a teacher to learn?
Do you think Blackboard is a beneficial website for teaching and students, or do you think there could be better ways?
I like using Blackboard. I'm sure there are better ways to do things or ways to improve Blackboard. And I'm not really familiar with a lot with other programs. So for the basic things that Blackboard offers, I think it does a good job. So I could keep track of all the students and I can communicate with the individual students. You could submit your assignments and get your feedback, and you can interact with other students through the discussion board. And there's probably more available through there that I'm not using. And you can work Zoom into Blackboard. A voice thread was something I played around with a little bit. I think that all the teachers ought to be using Blackboard. I found that some teachers that have not used it, their students don't really know where they stand during the semester. It's less convenient for the student, and the teachers, I think, ought to be using it. But I've heard a lot of people say, oh, Blackboard, they don't like Blackboard. It works for me.